So, in the less controversial part of the two-part series, we'll discuss Will Smith in Halacha. I'm sure he's very excited that we're discussing him in Halacha. This topic will be Tochacha. Tomorrow we'll be discussing hitting in Halacha, which will be more controversial because it's going to get into the topic of Chavala. I see a lot of people here who have had clearly cosmetic surgery. So we'll discuss cosmetic surgery and things of that nature. We'll discuss, you know, going into professions like, some types, football, boxing, what about going skiing, bungee jumping, all those fun things. And what about driving up to camp? is that us? But Tochacha, right, in assuming, right, we're going to take a step back and assume that Will Smith was a very, very firm guy. And was it mutter what he did? So on one hand, you can taina. He went up to Chris Rock, from his tribe, and he went up to Chris and he said, "What are you doing? You're making fun of my wife, nonetheless." Nu? So he gave him a stira. We'll discuss the stira part afterwards. But nu makes sense. We saw a Gemara that says that. Maybe that's the right thing to do. Hocheach tochiach. And he gave him mussar. Maybe you should curse like that. But he gave him mussar. And then he gave him mussar again and again and again. Okay. So, let's see. Tzaddik or not tzaddik? You'll determine. Not tzaddik is the end of the story. Okay. So here we go. Pasuk tells us, Hocheach tochiach asameisecha. Anytime you have a question, please ask me. This is an interactive shiur. Right? I don't care. It's going on. I know some of you are going to want to talk. You see, because you find out it goes on Wai Torah and the girls. Okay, good. Lo siraz, you could say, "Hi, my name is." Good. Unless it's a bad question, then you don't want to say. Okay. Lo siraz lechicha b'lovecha. Hocheach lechicha samisecha. Lo si, right? Then it says, "Lo si sar lovche." Sorry, before we get to Rashi, the first Rashi. What does it mean? Lo talbinis panav b'rabin. So, Rashi starts off to tell us, the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach Esabeisecha is all how you present it. Right? If I'm giving Tochacha to somebody, I can't be Malbim of Echaveiru Berabin. So it kind of puts the whole thing out the window a little bit, because how am I going to give a Tochacha? Well, you know how you give Tochacha. You can give Tochacha in a very positive, nice way. This is something that you might actually have a problem with or a challenge with, right? When we have our friends come into the Beis Medrash. They're going to walk in. They're going to want to learn, right? And maybe you want to say something. We're not. We don't care what they wear. I'm not talking about that. But according to Rashi, it has to be done in a very appropriate way. I told a few of you the story, but it just to hear this story is worth the entire share. Rabbi Kron tells a story about the Chafetz Chaim in the yeshiva in Radin. This is before the Vaseret opened their yeshiva in Radin. There was a yeshiva. And in those days, there was no such thing as having somebody who wasn't firm. No such thing. And there was a boy that was caught smoking on Shabbos. Right? Similar to the yeshiva that you went to. Those were two boys. That was on the roof. That was on Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. With girls. No. It was unheard of. So they just wanted Modia to the Chafetz Chaim, who's not in the Nyanim of kid, that he's being kicked out of the yeshiva on Motzei Shabbos. Chavetz Chaim says, "What are you talking about? Kicking a boy out of yeshiva? What is this? We don't do that. You know, well, what is it? What do you think this is? It's not DRS here. We don't kick boys out of yeshiva." So he says, "I want to talk to the boy." So the boy comes in. You can imagine how the pacha this boy has. And he says, for I don't remember if it was a half hour, an hour, all the Chavetz Chaim did was cry and say one word: Shabbos, Shabbos. Shabbos. And Rabbi Kron ends the story, like any good story has to end. And obviously, he became firm. He didn't stop smoking, but he on Shabbos he did. So Rabbi Kron finishes the story. A guy comes up to him, to make the story even better, and says, "Thank you for telling the story about my grandfather. That's my grandfather." He says, "But there's one part of the story you don't know." He says, "My grandfather, first you should know, I'm one of like 100 and something children and grandchildren that my grandfather had that are all Bari V'Shalit, right? They're all living in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, they're Rosh Kolels, because that's like the highest level of religious, right? They're all Rosh Kolels. They're all the most Iskahalten amazing, you know, they're all, they went Shana Gimel, you know, they're amazing. They're wearing white shirts and black pants, like they're great." He says, but my grandfather always told how he always will remember for the rest of his life the wet tears of the Chafetz Chaim. He was bawling. Nobody ever cared about him. He says, why does he care about me so much? And that changed his life. Well, if I say, this is a story about my grandfather. No. So he sounds good when you say that. So according to Rashi, you have to be careful on one hand. It's a double-edged sword. That maybe there's a mitzvah of tochacha, but tochacha has to be done in the appropriate way at the appropriate time. It's interesting to note that the Ramban, not quoted here, says you can't shy away from tochacha, because look at the end of the pasuk. He says, "Ochiach tochiach es am yisecha." You have to give tochacha. V'lo sital of chayit. If not, you'll be chayiv of chayit. You could have done something. See something. Say something. Why didn't you say anything? That's what the Ramban says. A tremendous chiddush. So we quoted a number of different Gemaras. The first Gemara, the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Lamed. And the Gemara is different versions of the Gemara. We saw the Shulchan Aruch quotes the same Gemara. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Before you do that Gemara, Rashi says, sure. Lamed is in front of Rashi, right? Like, only in front of other people. Does that mean that, like, if you would do Tochacha, if you would do Tochacha just one-on-one, like, you would be able to...
Mistama, the din of Malbim de Chaver Barabim is Barabim. I'll tell you, you asked for it, so I'll tell you the story. Right? Rav Dan likes my story. True story. My father, as you heard yesterday in Mitzvah Shem, to quote Rav Aaron again, I was in Rav Aaron Salvation Shem because of my father. My father was originally in his shir first in the 1960s. So he tells a story about a Talmud who, there is obviously going to be a very different level when it comes to a Rebbe-Talmud relationship, a father-son relationship. I sometimes say to my children when I have to give them tochacha, and I say to them, I'm your father. I don't want to have to say, I have to say this to you. I don't think it's appropriate for anybody else to say this to you. I love you. I have to tell this to you. So there was someone who was getting tochacha from Rav Aaron, and he was so upset that the boy got up in shir and says, Rebbe, ha-mal v'chaveiro ein l'chelek li'aylam haba. Rav Aaron, being Rav Aaron, says, excuse me, what did you say? Repeat it. And the kids were now excited. So he says, you know, he actually remembered something. He said, right. He says, I'm Malvin de Chaver and Mechalik Baba. And Rav Aaron goes, you are not my Chaver. And that's the end of this. You're not my Chaver. Who do you think you are? I'm your Rebbe. I'm your father. And by the way, same pasuk over here. What does the pasuk say? Hochech tochech es am misecha. Are you amcha? Could be no. Could be that this whole din is thrown out the windows. We'll see. Those that got to the sources later on. That this whole din, Aruch HaShulchan, is thrown out the window, the Maram Shek. If you're not am misecha, Rachman and Litzlan lo aleinu, we live in a generation that is such a sad generation. There are so many people that are off the derech. There are so many people who don't know the beauty of Judaism. So can you imagine? Like, it makes no sense, right? Go to Walmart, you know, after Shear, you go to Walmart, and you find a Jew there. I don't know if that's possible. There used to be a Jewish community here. That's why they have this camp in the middle of nowhere. And you go up to them, and you start talking to them, and you say to them, excuse me, you know, tonight's Shabbos, what's your story? They go, what? It's God bless you. What'd you say? Shabbos, no? He said, you do malacha on Shabbos. And all of a sudden, in the middle of Walmart, Shabbos! You know, and then all the cola guys get up, yeah, Shabbos! You know, and you can start getting rocks and throwing it at them. What? They're not on Misach. So it could very well be, the poskim say, that if he's not called Amisech, if he's not part of your tribe because of the fact, not in a bad way. I'm not saying something bad. He's a Tinuk Shanishma, doesn't know any better. You're telling about something, it doesn't make any sense. You're going to give him Tochacha. As we'll see, I didn't get to the Gemara. I'm about to get to the Gemara. The Gemara in Beitza, that's what the buzz is saying. You know he's not going to listen to you. You're going to start telling him a whole Drish of a Chakir about the Labbat HaMalachas? Right? They interviewed Israelis once, Nebuch. They had a seker in Israel. And they asked them different shilas. We think in Israel, Baruch Hashem, people know more. So they asked them what Shas is. So of course, 100% of the people said they're a political party, right? Most people didn't know that there was a, you know. So the Gemara says in Beitza, two versions, right? Or it's the same idea, but the concept of I'm not getting into the nitty gritty halacha here, what we're talking about, but they were doing something wrong on Shabbos. Maybe dancing? With time, but dancing? Yeah, good, good. Right, clapping, whatever. I was going to be a brisker and say, like, I remember when I had the amazing zchus of help start Rabbi Savlovsky Shul in Bergenfield. And sometimes I would gently recommend things. So it was Shabbos before, Shabbos Zohar. There's your tradition in the yeshivas. They do this. We have a nice, like, Karlbach style davening, and there's dancing. So we got up to dance, and I grabbed Rabbi Soleski's hand, and Rabbi Soleski whispered to me, "I am not dancing, I'm walking. I'm not dancing, I'm walking. I'm walking in a circle." That's not called dancing, maybe. Fine. So, and maybe, right? Certain types of clapping, maybe. I'm not discussing the halachic discussion about that. But they're not going to listen. Right? This happens a lot. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch was talking about Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which is an Issa Doraisa if you don't keep Tosefes Yom Kippurim. Mistama, we have the same thing by Tosefes Shabbos as well, but not maybe a Doraisa, by Yom Tovim, that we have to accept upon ourselves a little bit. I think we will discuss this inyan. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein discusses this. He was chastised by a, I discussed this tshuva last week, maybe we'll do this year as well. I discussed last week, we were talking about seeing the bigger picture. So Rav Moshe was chastised by a person who wrote him a tshuva and said, "Nu, Rav Moshe, your wife drives you to shul on Erev Shabbos after she lights candles in the 18 minutes.
Story.
A chutzpah.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehush, that he was driving in Israel, I think, before Shabbos.
Rabbi Yehush of Satmar?
Yeah, Rabbi
Yehush. I don't think he ever was driving, but okay, fine. I'll accept the story.
He was the one who was driving.
Exactly. Good.
I'm saying, he was in the car on Erev Shabbos, and he held for Beit Tom. And back then he held her.
That's not the story. Not the story.
That's what my Rebbe told me. He said, okay. And they made a. Somebody said that you shouldn't do that, and then he said, okay, fine, I'll go to Chumra both.
Here's, you want to know the story, the real story? Yeah. Good. The real story is Rabbi Yehush was in Williamsburg,
yeah,
where he originally started. I just happened to be that last week. I tried out a new minyan. Unfortunately, I have to leave here. I have to walk of shame on Monday mornings, especially now that you don't have your. Last year I had an excuse. I used to daven here like 7. It was a minyan at 7. I went right there. But the walk of shame is when I live on girls' campus. So you walk with your bags at like 6 in the morning, because that's really 7 in the morning. So I live at like 5:30, and you're walking the whole campus, like 25 minutes, and you walk like a loser. And then you see people with the golf carts honking at you, ha ha, hi loser, whatever. And my wife, who's the head counselor now, passes and says, hi loser. I'm fine. And I go to my car, and I drive, and I stop in the middle to daven by Dougie's over there, by the Nicholsburg. The show. I said, you know what? My mashkiach is Satmar, and he's always been telling me, yeah, it's the David of Monroe over there, the big shul of Monroe. So I only know it from last year. This is really funny. Last year, you weren't allowed to go to, I know you guys didn't keep it, but we weren't allowed to. I respect the rules, the COVID rules. You weren't allowed to be anywhere near Monticello. You weren't allowed to go to Dougie, so I couldn't daven there. Halacha. So when I took a day off with my wife, I said, it's mincha time. We don't miss mincha. We don't do that. You know, that's not a chumra pas yisrael. We daven. So I said, let's go to Monroe. She says, that's not the spirit of the rule. I go, first of all, in Monroe, unfortunately, you'll laugh at this, but it's true. Either they all had COVID already, or they all died of COVID already, right? Monroe got. So I said, I think we can daven there. We're fine. We're good. I didn't get COVID from it. She stayed in the car and she put a mask on, you know, in the car. She was so scared. So I knew the shul. So I went to the shul this week. So I was talking to it. So the story goes like this. Rav Yehush came, he's a survivor of the Holocaust, he had nothing. And there was nothing, he couldn't even make a minyan, so he had a minyan, half chassidim, not chassidim, and he used to drive to shul, right? They used to drive him to shul on Rabbi Natan time, way after Shkia. So, like the chassidim should come up to him and throw rocks and say Shabbos, you know? And Rav Aaron Cutler was living in Brooklyn at the time, the founder of Lakewood Yeshiva, the founder of, excuse me for saying, but most of yeshivas as we know it today. And what happened? And he said to me, what's going on over here? So they went back and forth, talking about it, and they made a pshara. The pshara was, he would start Shabbos at the normal time. That's not when he did Av Mincha, that's obviously not. I'm not going that far. But he wouldn't do Malacha, right, by Shkia, as long as this new community, Lakewood, they had like 100 Jews. They walked into Lakewood, there was a big sign, this is 100% Jews, and no dogs or Jews allowed. That's what Lakewood looked like when Rav Aaron Cutler started it. till today, there's a takana in Lakewood that everybody has to hold Rabbeinu Tam. That's the story. That's the story. But I was telling another story, but I don't remember it now because you cut me off. Rav Moshe in the car. So Rav Moshe in the car. Thank you. I'm older than you. So I don't remember things. So Rav Ben, right? So Rav Ben, tells the story, right? So what happened? Rav Moshe, so he's in the car, and the guy gives him mussar, tochacha. And he writes to him. He says, thank you so much for the tochacha. I thank you for the mussar. You're wrong. It's not Marasayan. It's okay. My wife made it tonight. But I'll never do it again. I don't want to look like, I don't want to look wrong. But the Gemara says, there is on the books, don't tell someone if you know they won't follow it. Typical case. Young Azul Woodmere. That's where I grew up. Young Azul Woodmere. There was a snowstorm. And Nebuchadnezzar only was on Friday night that the Erev people came to the rabbi and said, the Erev is down. It's down. We tried. We worked to the last minute of Shkia. We can't get it up. I'm sorry. So what did the rabbi do? You got people there with babies. You got with strollers. The rabbi said nothing. But something amazing happened that changed my life. Maybe I shouldn't go on Wai Torah. The rabbi went up to my father. He went up to the lam, the people that knew. And he whispered to him and he said, the Erev is down, you should know. Because I know you'll follow. And I remember walking home feeling like, Rav Moshe Feinstein is my father. Like, the rabbi went to my father that he would listen to it. And when we drove home, we didn't carry. No, that, I'm kidding. No. But that's it. But that's the halacha. You don't say anything, even though you know that people. Even though, in my humble opinion, and you're not supposed to tell anybody because you know how it happens in our generation, right? What happens? You're going to tell one person. They're going to put it on their Twitter account on Shabbos, and everybody's going to be, you can't carry. This one can carry. That one can carry. This is a halacha today that we follow. It's a very difficult halacha. When do we follow? When do not? Who do we tell us to? Is there certain times? Do I tell? Right? What are we doing here? Right? You have your Shana Aleph program where you teach Lamatet Malachos. And for weeks, the guys, I'm not going to rip toilet paper. Who are you? This is my family tradition. A minug of a saint to be a deno. No, but Rabbi, don't worry. We tear on the, that's why they make the Shabbos tears. That's for Shabbos, right? We don't know. Nebuch, Tinuk Shanishmas. I'm not trying to be facetious. It is. We didn't know. And it may take us a while to follow these things. But you could change people's lives in doing it. So it's not necessarily, especially by a Rebbe relationship. The other Gemara that we quoted, Gemara in Erchin. Scary Gemara. I don't know in this door if there's anybody who can accept Tochacha, who can give Tochacha. It's scary. Right? Who are you? We're so delicate today. We all need, we all have our personal psychologist who's on, automatic redial. And so you're going to have somebody come to you and say, you shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done this. They're going to run out of the room. And how's the person? We have a Chafetz Chaim who can sit there and cry. Maybe this year is a waste of everybody's time here. Who can give Tochacha today? Good Shiloh. And the last Gemara in Yevamos. Kishem shemitzah kol adam lomar davar hanishma, kach mitzah al adam shelo lomar davar she'eno nishma. Don't be stupid. Don't say something that's not going to be listened to. Similar to the Gemara, you mutav shi shogim, right? Maybe you shouldn't say anything. Again, different types of relationships. Maybe it's different with a Rebbe. A Rebbe, at some point, you have to tell a guy that's a Baal Tshuva. You have to, at some point, they have to tell him that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Because at some point, Amir Tzashabi is going to follow. It may not take him right away. And I've heard the story countless times. I remember we once went on the... We went to Israel. I was a business major in YU, and we had to take, for some reason, business majors have to take a science and a lab. And I was really bad at science. So I didn't want to take it in YU because I would fail probably. So I figured out a course to take. Long story, but not for now. But a Hebrew university was giving a course in marine biology. It's a long story. It's a great story. But anyway, so I take the course with five other guys from YU. We make sure we'll have minyanim, the whole thing, Baruch Hashem. And Amcha is there. Not Israelis. It's an American program. All these Americans, not religious people, were taking the course. Shabbos comes. We beg them to make a Shabbos for us so we can make it. Literally, we made a Shabbos for 30 people who never saw Shabbos in their lives. It was amazing. I remember we were singing till 2 o'clock in the morning. So some people, they said, we want to do things. We love this Shabbos thing. This is awesome. They didn't know Shabbos. So one guy I was talking to, and I said to him, I don't know how we got on the topic. And I told him about shaving. And he happened to mention to me that he uses an electric shaver. I said, you know, there's an Issa Daraisa. The Torah tells us we're not allowed to use a razor. He said, ah, you crazy. What are you talking about? Where is that? I know, because I know the Bible. And I open up the Bible and I show him. He's like, wow, I didn't read that part. Right, that's not my part, you know. I'm like, I hope you're not reading the second section, you know. So he said, wait a minute. So what are you saying? I said, every time you shave with now that you know, you get a mitzvah min haTorah. Right? I remember Rav Tendler, Zatzal. He once said at a dorm talks, I think that when you shave in the morning, you should do it in the base members. Because it's a mitzvah. I think he was kidding a little bit, but it's a mitzvah. So at some point, you have to teach the beauty of it. The question is, how far can I go? Now, it's interesting, just parenthetically, Chris Rock may actually change his repertoire. Somebody like Will Smith says, as Chris Rock said, I don't want to quote, but he said, okay, I'm not going to talk about her anymore. So it could be that a Musar, again, out loud, Barabim, that is what the Gemara discusses. We saw Daraisa versus Darabanan. Although interestingly, Rav Nevinsal says that he thinks Tochacha is even for Minhag, for someone who's not following a Minhag appropriately. The Chinuch says that of course you have to give. What is the basis of giving Tochacha? He says, Hashava Saveda. Shabbos Aveda, Mitzvah Medayim HaTorah, to return a lost object. My wife's birthday was last week, and I bought her something that just came, and I brought it up for her, and I lost it already. So if anybody finds, it's an Apple Watch band. It has pictures of my whole family on it. I lost it. And I brought it up. I showed it to her, though, so I got the mitzvah points. And I was just like, where's the watch? And then I said, oh, shoot. So maybe it's in Makola somewhere. It's in a little, I don't know, it's probably thrown out. Anyway, Shabbos Aveda, right? We had a lost bag here last week. Ari Katz offered $20 to anybody who could find the bag. So I said to Ari, when you get to 50, we'll talk. I don't know, $20, I don't know. You know. He offered then 30, the guy ran at 30. Some guy got it at 30. So this is, what's Hashavas Aveda here? What do you think? I'm returning your soul. I'm making you do something. This seems to be that this always comes up on the topic of talking in shul. This is something that you may have a challenge with. Baruch Hashem, we have a great schus of hosting people for Shachris in the morning. And there are different types of people that come here. Some I think may be forced to come here, right? So the question is, what do? They're sitting next to you and they're talking and talking and talking. Or they're on their phones, a terrible thing. Terrible thing! I saw this morning some of you on your phones during davening. Terrible. I don't know if we, halachically, I don't know if this is halachically a base medrash or not, or I don't know what you were magdir it, I don't care. Kedush is basic anesis, at least during chakras. Okay? The emergency is your this or that. Okay, I get it. Okay, I have a son who's on the Lebanon border. Okay, so don't tell me about emergencies. I know about emergencies. All right. So what do we do? Do we say something? I don't know. I've never seen shishers having any success. I had no idea. Thank you. So I used to be the official shisher in Rabbi Salusky's shul. I was the president of the shul. Great story. The guy's actually here in camp. Every time I see him, I say, Hashem, please, I hope he doesn't remember the story. So what would happen is it was a very quiet shul, except Shabbos Mincha. We would get all the Amcha, all these people would come because they didn't want to have to walk to another shul. So it was closer. So they would sit in the back and talk, 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 talk. And I would be, I don't know why I thought this was my job, and I would tell them, please, shut up. So finally I tell them, and this guy looks at me, and he says, shut up and go back to your seat. I'm like, whoa. And all of his friends were laughing, and like it was really embarrassing to me. And whenever I see him here in the thing, I don't know. But Hashem loves me, and he has a very big mice problem in his cabin. So, okay. Anyway, don't mess with me. So the question is, how far do we go? So the Chinuch says, you have to return someone's soul. The Shari Tshuva says, this is a goal-oriented mitzvah. What does that mean, goal-oriented mitzvah? Do you care? Let me ask you a question. Tonight, you go and you make Kiddush, right? This is a hypothetical case, right? And a girl comes up to you. She's also just finished a Shana Aleph, and she knows she's not going to get anybody from Rav Goldberg's Kolo. So she comes here. And she comes up to you and she says, hey. So like, oh my God, like I didn't make Kiddush because like you're not supposed to make Kiddush because I'm a girl and I don't make Kiddush because the Rambam and the Shari Tshuva and she's just quoting you everything. And then you know, the Maram Chalawa and you're like, okay, calm down. Can you make Kiddush for me? So what should you say to her? I made Kiddush for you. I can't make Kiddush for you.
No.
You say no.
Because you were already yotzei ben yoraisa.
Oh. Okay. So I gave you the one bad example. You're right. And because she's a girl, so maybe she's not part of Amisecha, which is very interesting. Very good. Excellent. I always tell my students, you always have to have with you a pocket Dvar Torah, right? Because you're going to go somewhere and you're representing your yeshiva. Or maybe even between Menchamayar, they're going to ask you to speak. So I always had this lum de shefet. We could go over it one time. This thing of the deraisa derabanan. Your wife comes home and she's deraisa derabanan. So your wife has to make kiddush, you know, and you're not allowed to have her make kiddush because then you scream at her and say, Shabbos, no, what are you doing there? Okay, good. But the general klal is, somebody didn't listen to Megillah, you can lay Megillah no time. I blow shofar. The greatest, I don't want to say the greatest, yeah, it's not nice. 2 years ago during COVID, I blew shofar, I think we counted like 15 times. Everybody was in bidud then. And I was literally, I had a list of people to go to, and I would say, hi, can you see me from the window? Yeah, and they would open the windows, and when we thought, like, COVID's like the most contagious thing, and I blew shofar with a mask on, it was very hard. It was great. So every single time, so really, lahalach, I could even make the bracha for that. It's crazy. Why are we allowed to do that? Why? How am I allowed to make a bracha? Kiddush. I'm allowed to make kiddush again? Why? What?
Arvus.
Kol Yisrael? Yeah, a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember. Shavuos, it wasn't so long ago. A few weeks ago. Kol Yisrael, Reim Zeh Lazeh. So that's what Shari Tshuva says. You care about the other person? You're going to want him to sin? Arevus. Ki Yishecha B'Levecha. Good. The Ritva. We saw the Ritva here in source number 5. What does the Ritva tell us? This is not just the Ritva. The number of Rishonim say, what does it mean? Perish, l'rabin, aval l'chaver ad haka. Maybe we have a mitzvah of tochacha. If it's berabim, you got to make a point. Till the end. Maybe b'yachid, till you hit him, i.e. Will Smith. You smack him. Right? Or he smacks you is really what the Ritva is talking about. A person can get so belligerent that he's so upset. So then you don't have to do it. Aval achar shochich pav achar lo shovah. Maybe you could stop. The Namukhe Yosef says exactly what we're talking about. It's Yachid versus Rabim. There's a certain point in time that you could stop. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 7 quotes our Gemara in Beitza. Eimach miyadim kadei shalot tabu la'asois Bizadoin, Haga, Mutav Shishog in the Ramah, quotes the Gemara in Beitza. V'davko sheinu mufurish b'toira. Everybody asks about this. Afal pishu medaraisa, aval im mufurish b'toira moichim b'yodav. Many people ask on this, based on the Ran, what exactly the Ramah is getting at. What does this mean? As I said, Rav Nevinzal writes in his Yitzhak Yikari, in his Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't really understand. What's the difference? So we said that maybe there's a level where we say there are certain things I have to make a macha about. There are certain things I have to get up and say something about. Maybe, hopefully we'll have time to do the interesting tshuva of Rav Shturmbach, where Shturmbach asks, what is the heter for the Haredim to get up and go to a movie theater that's open Shabbos and stand outside and scream, Shabbos, Shabbos! What? Well, they can do whatever they want. No, because what's happening? They're going to call police on Shabbos. The police officers are Jewish. This is not a good idea. So maybe, says Rav Shturmbach, well, hopefully we'll get to the tshuva inside, but the yesod is someone's have to do things for myself. And maybe tochacha is actually about me as well. There are certain things, and my kids are there, right? I'm this guy, I don't think this is appropriate, but there are certain things I have pet peeves about, certain things I'll say something about. He's not going to listen to any of your heart scenes. What's the point? You're going to go up to him in the base manager and say, you know, it's during Kedusha, can you not be on your phone, please? So the interesting part is, I think the Avnei Nezer says this, you never know, right? We've all had that experience as Rabbeim, where years later the guy comes up to you and he sees, Shalom Aleichem, it's me, Shmuel. Sammy? Yeah, I changed my name. Go, wait, you were listening to anything I said in Shir? I remember as Kedarka B'Kodesh in Leva Torah, so I used to teach at night. I was doing Zerav Zilberstein Shilas. So Kedarka B'Kodesh, they gave me the worst kids in the yeshiva. Because they think that, you know, if anybody, you know, and also they don't like me. So they give me the hardest kids. So I had this one guy. I mean, this guy was the worst. I just give you how bad this guy was. How bad was he? How bad? I'll tell you. On Yom Kippur, the guy went up to Duchen. not a Kohen. He went up to Duchen. And as he's going up, this is a pet peeve, Tochacha, I grabbed him. He said, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? He said, what do you mean what's wrong with me? I'm a Kohen. I go, you're a Kohen? He goes, yeah, this is the first time I'm in shul. Did I say it was Musaf Yom Kippur? Yeah, it was Musaf. It wasn't even shot. He was a bad guy, to the core. So I do the Rav Zilberstein Shaila, and the guys answer, and there's a back and forth. And this guy doesn't, I don't know why he had the cover to coming. I don't know why he came. And then one time, I'm like, new guys, what do you think? What do you think? And he's like, it's Geneva's Das. I'm like, did you just curse? What did you just say? The like, Geneva's Das. I go, you were listening? He goes, yeah, I've been listening every single class. So much so, this was on like Wednesday night. On Thursday night, his father calls me, and he says to me, what have you done with my son? I go, what? He goes, he just sent a Dvar Torah to our entire family. Who are you? Right? So you never know when your words, I thought the guy wasn't listening the whole time. So there is something there. However, comes the Magen Avraham in source number 7. I hope you picked up on this. I think this is the key. And it's not just the Magen Avraham. Others say this he's actually quoting, but the Aralacha quotes this as well. And he says, Dafka ish es achiv shelibo gaspo. Aval im hayasher acher. You don't know the guy. And you're just screaming Shabbos at him. Libo gaspo is actually a term we use by Hilchos. Maybe we'll do Hilchos Yuchud. We do Yuchud that if she has a previous relationship with this man, she can be alone. There's no heter. There's no heter of a Baal Ba'ir. Libo gaspo, my heart. If I care about you, if I'm gonna cry over you, so yeah, then you can give tachacha. A child? A Rebbe? Well, you shouldn't be a Rebbe anywhere if you don't care about your students. No, you shouldn't be. I'm like, clearly not doing it for the money, huh? So says that everything's thrown out the window if it's not being done for love. If it's not being done for love, everything throws out the window. And that questions, I'm sorry to keep going back to Will Smith, that questions Will Smith, because many question in the lungus of Will Smith why he did what he did. Mistama, he did what he did, had nothing to do with his wife. Because if you watch the video, right? Those of you that have smartphones, if you watch the video, so you see that first he laughs, then he looks at her, and then he sees that she's upset, and then he stops laughing, and then he says something. It's not her cover, it's his cover. He wants to show he's a big man. I'm not sure there was a Libo Gaspo. Anybody knows their relationship? I don't think there's such a Libo Gaspo. Yeah? This is a huge, wildly important Magen Avraham. It changes everything, I think. And that's the difference between true tochacha that means something. I think the Magen Avraham is extremely, extremely important. And in fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is a huge chiddush. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes LeYaakov, I saw it quoted, somebody unfortunately wrote, it's in the Emes LeYaakov. I'm like, oh, great. Now, Chumash, Shulchan Aruch, I don't know where to look, I don't know where to find. So I found it in the Shulchan Aruch. It wasn't as amazing as I thought it would be, but then I found it on the Chumash. So I'm just telling you what he wrote here in Simon Tov Reish Ches, our Simon. It's talking about Shulchan Aruch Tosefas Yom Kippurim. And if women aren't going to listen, you don't say anything. He quotes the Bala Itter. There's a Chilak over here. Daraisa Derabanan. And then he writes, Chit Mechadish, Yesh Tei Ta'dinim, Behilchot Tochacha. Yesh Tochacha, Shi Machmas, Hakara Hocheach Tochir Samisecha. Right? You know he's not going to listen to you? You don't have to do it. That's din number one. Din number two, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, is Aval Yesh Tochacha Sheba Lefater Es Hamochiach Midin Arevas. The Aslo Ichbat. I don't care if you don't listen to me. Very interesting. I don't care if you don't listen to me. You know why? I have a din. I have a chiyuv. I don't care if you don't listen to me. I have a din called Arevas. I care about you. You don't care? You're not going to listen to me? I have to say something to you. Now, it could be that only applies to Amisecha, somebody who's with us, somebody who's following the dinim. But that's a chiddush nifla. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky on Chumash, you are not Hashem's police officers. Nobody asks you, Hashem's not, you're not Tzivos Hashem. You're not Hashem's police officer, and he says to you, you need to patrol. Right? That's my wife now doing every single night. Last night it was 12:30, which was 1:30 my time. And she says, you want to come on patrol with me? You know, I'm checking it. okay, she's a patrolman. She's checking for, I don't know if you realize what's happening with the skirts this year, as we spoke about last night, yeah? Yep, oh, where's the stuck box? Okay, we're collecting money for the poor girls that can't afford skirts. So they only have the short ones, yeah, okay. According to, he says, we're not the policemen. But, he said, but there's a din ba'atzma. It's about ourselves. It's all about how you say it. Do you remember the famous story? Of course you remember, right? Yitzchak, right? When he goes to the air and he says, why are you not working? What are you doing? He says one word that changes everything. Our friend says this. He says, Achai, my brothers. Those of you that live in Eretz, I was just saying this. The difference between Eretz, I'm sorry, but maybe I'm, so yesterday I was driving up to camp and some guy, I don't know why, he was honking me. I was going like 70-something, and he was honking me to get out of the lane. I couldn't get out of the lane right away, so he passed me, and he pulled up, and he was not Amcha. He had tinted windows and a souped up, and he pulled down his window. Wow! He showed me a finger I've never, no, it was bad. He started cursing, whatever. I said, the difference in America, you get killed. I don't even know what I did wrong. In Israel, I don't know. I cut people all the time. And what happens in the end? You hug each other. Ah, achai, achai, achi, achi, achi. It's a beseder, ma. But generally, that's what Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says. I just want to read you the tshuva we spoke about of Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach asked this great question. Why are hafkanot allowed? Why am I allowed to go into Shabbos? What's going to happen, obviously? What's going to happen when you do that? You call the policeman. Right, the person who's Machal Shabbos calls the police and says, my life's threatened here. I got 25 Haredim. They're throwing stuff, garbage on me. They're throwing rocks at me. So now the police come because they love Haredim. So they come with a force of like 9,000 police officers. But they're all Machal Shabbos. And like, I don't know anybody here on Hatzalah, but I always felt like Hatzalah, you hear calls. Shawarma one. Everybody puts their, woo, 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 we got to go for shawarma, you know. So here they hear, oh, we could beat up Haredim. Yeah, let's go, you know. So he asked this question. Rav Sternbach is the head of the Eid HaRedis, right, in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, it's a good question. Sir, beer, I don't know. He says, you're causing more Chil Shabbos for what you're doing. Mokum lepalpel, mahadin bazeh. And he says, and guess what? She'ein din b'chlal limchoiz b'yodam, because they're Machal Shabbos of Farhesia. They're Tinek Shanishbas. And he says, achidish nifla admoid. I had actually called my father because I did not understand this. He quotes the Bir Halacha, who quotes the Tana Debei Yolam. The Tana Debei Elio, it says, Rak Shiris Hamacha Hi Lanu Latzmenu Ulivanein Lachreinu. It's to show your children I care about Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the guy's Machal Shabbos. I care about Shabbos. This goes back to Darais and Darabonim, Mefurish Bedorim not. Maybe there are certain things that I have to get up and say, no, I'm not going to allow this. Maybe. We'll discuss this as we discuss some of the things they do in the camp. Is there anything, you know, is there any time they have to say something? It's very interesting. When they were having protests in Beit Shemesh, it was nebuch situation between, you know, one part of Ramat Beit Shemesh and another. They opened up a school and they said it was too close to Ramat Beit Shemesh bed, and they were spitting on girls and screaming at them, shiksa and prutza and all these different things. And actually there's a girl, the 8-year-old girl who made like the headlines because she was interviewed. So she had the greatest line ever. She would walk home every day and she would get screamed at. Shiksa! Prutza! And she's like, what is this charedim so crazy about schnitzel and pizza? What? Enough! It's Basar V'cholov! Schnitzel! That's what she really thought. They were singing, schnitzel! Pizza! She's like, okay, I'll give you. What do you want? I'm like, stop. A few years ago, one day, they served pizza here and it had schnitzel on it. It was a mistake. It was a bad mistake. Bad mistake. They were making that night chicken nuggets and it fell on some of the pizzas and it came out. And they're like, Rav Hartstein, what do you think? I'm like, what do you mean, what do I think? Because, well, it's chicken. Chicken busted not midaraisa and it wasn't grilled and whatever. But how many hours do we have to wait now? Okay, fine. Don't eat the pizza. So, and it wasn't pasta Israel. No, okay, fine. So, he says, I think this is such a chiddush nifla. It's such a beautiful tshuva, Rav Sternbach. He says, it's nothing to do with that. I don't care about them. I care about me. He says, it doesn't matter the Tiruk Shadashma. Beautiful. Rabbi Moir of Aaron Salvechik has a chiddush as well in his Perech Mata Aaron. We quoted it last night, why it was called Perech Mata Aaron from our parasha. And I'll just summarize it. And he says that because, he says the chiddush is, there's two inyanim. It's very interesting. One inyan is, there's a maisa aveir. Maisa aveir the person's doing. But then you have something else that's very interesting. What if somebody wrongs me and they don't even know that they wronged me? Right? I just had this last night. Okay, I'm admitting to you, I didn't speak well. It wasn't my best performance. So afterwards, somebody came up to me and they said, this was their comment, not any of you, Chas V'Shalom, could you have spoken any longer? Like, you rabbis are all the same. You just speak and speak and speak. So I said, Rav Ben, please, no. I was offended by that. So do I go up to this person and do I say, you know, I just want you to know, you really bothered me. And it was the rabbin. Rav Aaron says that's what the tochach is. Sometimes I have to give tochach to somebody who didn't even know they did anything wrong. And he brings a raya I never thought of in my entire life. This is already, we're in Tammuz. We got to think about this. The famous Gemara in Gittin. Akamso bar kamso chorav Yerushalayim. Rav Aaron says, excuse me? The Lashon is wrong. Al kamso bar kamso chorav Yerushalayim? It should say, Al bar kamso the Baal HaBayis. I don't understand. What I don't understand. What did little Kamsa? Kamsa didn't get invited to the party. Why I understand. Rav Aaron says, you know what he did wrong? He knew he should have been invited to the party. He was sitting there gloating and saying, I don't understand. Why wasn't I invited to the party? Where's my psychologist? You know, why is that going to be? He should have gone to the Baal HaBayis and say, you didn't invite me? He said, what are you talking about? I didn't invite you. Of course I invited you. I sent the guy to it. You didn't get the... Oh my God, I bet you I know what happened. And then they would nip it in the bud and go to Bar Kamsa's house and say, oh, there's a mistake. And he would have never come and the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't be just right. Says Rav Aaron, Chiddush Gadol, Tochacha is to tell somebody who wrote, they don't even know about it. Very interesting. And then Chiddush number two, Rav Aaron says, is that there's also Svei Dinim of Tochacha and putting somebody on the right path. And he says, as Mufurish, obviously, in the Lashon, the Rambam, Haroi es chavero shechata. Haroi. Bim echad roi es chavero holich b'derech lo toiva. You have to set him straight. So he brings a raya from a few weeks ago, Parshas on the Nozer, Pa'aloyscha. And he says, what's, right? Why does he have to bring a korban? So it says that one of the reasons why he brings a korban is because he didn't do the right thing. You should not become a Nozer. You know what life you should live, says the Rambam? A straight life. The Derech HaYishara. Don't be extreme to any side except for maybe one thing. But we're not extreme people. There's a Maisa Aveira, yes. But there's also putting somebody on the right path. It's your mitzvah. A person has to do that. Chiddush Nifla. This is the Rambam, as I just quoted here, that Rav Aaron quoted in source number 8. Haroi is Chaveira. Shechata. This is a question on the haroi. What is it? What does it exactly mean? But picking up from the Ramagan of Ram, in the bolded part, Ve'yidaber lo binachas v'loshen raka v'yadu hashen oimer la l'toivas. He understands by talking to this guy cares about me. That's what the mitzvah is, says the Rambam. Okay, svei dinim, not svei dinim. If Chaim V'loshen quotes that this is the way the Gra held. That it has to be B'divrei B'nachas. The Maharam Shik, source number 9, says beautifully, De'ein sarach lahotzi mimenu mizeh. If you think there's going to be a sakana, kasa b'makam sheish chash kastana, ein sarach lahotzi mimenu alzeh. And he says, V'nir alav tochach as svei dinim. A lot of svei dinim today. Echad mishum mitzvah saseh dochei atochel v'asheini mishum ha-revus she'kabal Yisrael because this is what we did ha-grizim ha-revo sorry as my Rebbe used to say that's your stupid mother my stupid mother right you know why you're Jewish it's not your fault it's your mother's fault your mother's Jewish she gave birth to you sorry but part of your din is called ha-revus. Rav Schechter quotes one of the Rishonim who says what we talked about before do you know why I'm allowed to make kiddush for any single person tonight a million times somebody asked me. Why am I allowed to read Megillah a million times? Because you have a chisaron. After you finish reading the Megillah, you have not received 100% of the mitzvah. There are Jews who didn't hear the Megillah, you didn't do the full mitzvah. That's a ravis. What does that mean? Obviously, the Maharal Shik's getting at exactly what we're saying. Do you care? Areva says caring. I care about the other person. He writes here in the next paragraph, Omnam lefiha emes dehakorimira afilu talmud l'rabbi. Talmud l'rabbi. Obviously, it has to be done in the right way. But you go up to your Rebbe and you say, so, Rebbe, lamdeni. How is this allowed? How are you allowed to do this? I have such a Talmud who became much firmer than I am, and sometimes asks me shilas, and sometimes gives me musar. Right? I once had the craziest thing ever happen to me. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life. I won't stop. So they asked me. I think I actually will stop this. On Purim, there's a very famous minug that on Parshas Zachar, there's something called the Purim Rav, right? Where they make fun of their rabbi. So sometimes the rabbi themselves. So we had this thing. They asked me because I'm a comedian, not professional, obviously. And they asked me to. Right, so what, I came there and I said, guys, you can ask me any question you want, but you have to tell me who the person is. So meaning say, nobody wanted to ask for Partzin the question. Pretend you're a Rav so-and-so. And I imitated everybody. It was a great time and everybody thought it was the funniest thing. And I actually got reshus for the Rebbeim and I didn't do it in any derogatory way. Meaning, I just made fun of their voices, the way the voices and some of the way that they talk. And some guy gets up, happened to be in my drift. He says, I have a question. I'm like, okay. I thought this was, part of the funny part. He goes, yeah, so what's the story over here? Why do you think it's mutter to make fun of all the Rebbeim? Don't you have no chelik le'olam haba now? I'm like, oh, you're serious. Oh, okay. And everything changed very quickly. So we had a little bit of a discussion. I was very upset at this boy. And I said to him, this is a minhag that they do this in Panovich. And I'm like, well, what are you blaming me for? And he says, no, I think you have no chelik le'olam haba. I go, I actually don't have a chelik le'olam haba, but that's not something you should know about. That's not because of that. Trust me, this is not the thing where Rabbeinu Shalom, after 120 years, is going to be like, why were you the Purim Rav? Trust me. I should be zoicha that was the only thing. And then the next morning, I went to the Rosh Yeshiva, explained to him what happened. I said, this boy can't be in the yeshiva unless he apologized. Ended up not apologizing to him. But in his home that he lives in now, he's got mice. I don't know anything about it. So yeah, there are certain times that we have to go to our Rebbeim and maybe give them a little bit of musar. It's a chiddush, I think. Chiddush. Finally, the Tzitz Eliezer in source number 10 quotes the Orach HaShulchan. It's not finally, I'm sorry. Quotes the Orach HaShulchan and says, Be'elov ein shayach tochach ha-sharei, right? And minima kikorsim. He quotes the fact that we not always have to give tochacha to someone who is not amcha, who's not following amisecha, they're not frum. We quoted before the Minchas Chinuch. And Tzitz Eliezer has a question on, because he says, Mitchayev ala lo tzase de lo tamud al damar yacha. But maybe you should say something. He says, but he's not Reyehu, so maybe there are certain times you don't have to say anything. The last source here, Rav Moshe, was an interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe's asked the following thing. I'm going out with a girl. Everything's going very well. Except I have one pet peeve with her. Whenever we go and we see her uncle, the uncle comes, what else my girl doing? And gives her a big hug. It's pasnish. So I don't know if I should marry her. So he writes on the bottom here, Kishem shitzarach lishol mibal hora'a b'chol dini ha-Torah gam b'tochacha. You ask all your stupid questions to your rabbis. Hey, Rabbi, what's the story with Rigby Spearmint gum? In Israel, it's kosher. Shouldn't it be kosher here? Like we don't. We'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem business shilas, right? I get the shilas where the guys want to show how frum they are. I don't get I shouldn't get these shilas, but ribbis shilas, real shilas that come over to work all the time that you don't normally get. He says, ask a rabbi. What are you deciding? I'm not in charge of tochacha. I'm not going to marry you because you touched your uncle. Ask a rabbi what he thinks should be done. I think that actually comes out to be the bottom line of everything. It's interesting. I quoted this last week. This is a new thing that I never would ever amazingly found. So I quoted, hold on, let me find it. Last week I told you we spoke about the big picture. So I quoted a shita here somewhere from one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov. And one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov writes in his sefer, Rav Yehuda Leib, Hamochiach Mi Polonania. He was from a town. He was actually one of the chief Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov against him initially. He was very much not what we would call today Hasidish. And then he became one of his biggest Talmidim. Listen to what he writes. Hamochiach Sarach Kodem Kol Livdok Et Atzmo In Ein Lo Tainish Belev. Sometimes, you know why we give Tochacha? Because I talk during davening. Because I know my Kedusha's basic in essence is not there. Because my Chil Shabbos is also there. Because I also talk to girls. The chutzpah, the guy goes to the concert and he says, you know, you really shouldn't be talking to girls at the concert. I saw you talking to the girls at the concert. He goes, dude, you're in the canteen every night. I see you. No, but there's really not. Really, there you should. He says, maybe there's something with you. Rak im bari lecha. You're sure. She'enach soynes achich b'levecha. He says, do you love your... If you love him, fine. If you love him, that's fine. Sfas Emes writes this as well, by the way. And he says that we're... Dan l'kav kol adam l'kav l'schus, he says, at kol adam kulo. And if he's doing something that's wrong, he goes, you never know. Maybe you should talk to him, because if you really love him, there's something good inside of everybody. Of course, this is what Nachum Breslov writes, look inside every Jew. Right? They tell the story about Rav Kook, such a beautiful story. Rav Kook used to have a picture in his office of Herzl. And every few weeks, the sign would disappear. And it made Rav Kook very upset. And finally, one of the Talmidim admitted that he's the one who steals the sign. He says, yeah, have this, whatever name you want to give him. He says, do you have any name? He goes, first of all, he has a nice long beard. Okay, you know, put a yarmulke on him, he's a big rabbi, you know. He says, but he did a lot of good things. We are today. We are in a Baruch Hashem. Eretz Yisrael has more Torah being learned there, probably in the history of the Jewish people, but certainly since Baal Sheni. It's because of Herzl? I don't know. We can get into our tzioni discussions at another time. Not for now. But Mev's guys are like, oh, I'm ready, baby. But the Emma says we should see the good in everyone. And maybe we have the ability to tacha. Obviously, in the case of our dear friend Will Smith, he did it for the wrong reasons. And he wasn't really giving tochacha. It was exactly what we just read. Rav Ari Leib tells us he was doing it for he got his own inner. And good, Baruch Hashem, we learned a very good Musar Haskel from it. His life is ruined now. Ruined. Baruch Hashem. Questions, comments before we end.